USA News. I'm Jerry Varmish. Former Vice President Mike Pence says, for anyone in the GOP seriously considering a run for president, the window is rapidly closing. In an interview clip posted by CBS's Face the Nation on Saturday, Pence said if his team has an announcement to make, it will be in the coming months.
I think anyone that would be serious about seeking the Republican nomination would need to be in this contest by June.
While no decision yet, Pence was asked by CBS's Robert Costa which way he's leaning.
Well, I'm here in Iowa, Robert.
And in Iowa, Pence is taking part in the Faith and Freedom Coalition event this weekend. It's No Earth Day at the beach for many in Southern California.
A major sewage spill has forced the closure of many popular Los Angeles County beaches, including the beaches in Marina del Rey, Santa Monica, and this woman's home in Long Beach.
It's going to be a nice weekend and can't go to the beach. It's also very trashed and polluted. So, yeah, it just sucks.
An estimated 250,000 gallons of sewage spilled into the LA River Thursday due to an equipment failure. I'm John Schaefer.
The U.S. Embassy is warning American citizens in Sudan to shelter in place until further notice. Sudan's military says it has agreed to help evacuate citizens from other countries, including the USA, as fighting rages on between rival groups in the capital city of Khartoum. A Biden administration proposal would be a huge boost to curbing emissions at fossil fuel power plants. The New York Times reports the EPA will announce the cutting or capturing of much of the carbon dioxide emissions by 2040. Acting FCC Chief Billy Nolen will be stepping down this summer. According to the Wall Street Journal, Nolen announced his planned departure in a letter to agency employees. Nolen's departure comes as the Biden administration struggles to nominate a candidate to lead the agency. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Frozen strawberries are making people sick with hepatitis A in some states.
The frozen strawberries come from Trader Joe's, Costco, and other stores. The strawberries were sold under a variety of labels, including Kirkland Signature, Trader Joe's, Simply Nature, Vital Choice, Made With, and PCC Community Markets. The FDA has linked the outbreak to frozen strawberries imported from farms in Baja California, Mexico. I'm Skip Kelly.
The horror film Evil Dead Rise is having an impressive opening weekend. The sequel made nearly $10.5 million on Friday, but it won't be enough to overtake the Super Mario Brothers movie, which scored another $14 million on Friday. In its third weekend in theaters, it has become a juggernaut. It will hit the $400 million threshold domestically this weekend. The NFL announced five players were suspended for violating the league's gambling policy. Four Lions players, including their top draft pick a year ago, Jameson Williams, and Washington Commanders defensive end Shaka Tony, were suspended indefinitely for betting on NFL games, but they can apply for reinstatement after 1 year, although the Lions cut two of its players, ESPN reported. NBA playoffs, the Sixers make quick work of the Nets in a four-game sweep. The Suns push the Clippers to the brink, grabbing a 3-1 lead. The creator of the Dame Edna character has died. Australian actor and comedian Barry Humphries, who won a special Tony Award in 2000 for his Broadway show Dame Edna, The Royal Tour, was 89. I'm Jerry Varmish, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.